Welcome to another edition of Money Matters. My name's Mark Cunaberdi. With the market in ongoing turmoil for well over a year now, and no way of telling if the recent rally in the first quarter of 2023 will stick, the annuity option has been a hot topic here on Money Matters. Annuities are contracts made between you and a large insurance company that states the insurer agrees to pay you over a long period of time a guaranteed amount based on the terms stated in the contract. There are many annuities variations, and I've covered a few I recommend for many clients in past Money Matters radio and articles. I use my own annuity names when describing these to better illustrate their advantages to listeners and readers. Today's flavor of the month is what I call the bonus income annuity. Unlike participation annuities that give you a portion of the stock market's increase measured over time, and triggered annuities that promise a minimum and specific percentage should certain things happen in the markets, bonus income annuities add a bonus payment to the amount a customer puts in as soon as the papers are signed, then pay a fixed lifetime income. For illustration purposes, I always draw on real-life annuity products that actually exist when describing annuities, and today is no exception. Today's annuity is what I call the bonus income for life annuity. Similar to other income for life products, they ensure the customer won't outlive their money. The payments are, as indicated, for life, even if it's over and above the amount you put in. The bonus referred to means the insurer adds to the amount you put in at the moment you open the annuity. Specifically, in this annuity, suppose you put in $100,000. The day the papers are signed, the insurers add 20% to what you put in and subsequently credit this annuity $120,000 to your account. Yep. That's how it works. You can actually make up market losses in one fell swoop if indicated. Obviously, you can't then close the annuity and remove $120,000, but the $120,000 is actually there and used to calculate your lifelong payments. You leave the money in the annuity until the day comes you decide to pull the trigger, and that begins your lifetime payments. The payments will continue until you die. If you want to add a spouse or significant other, you can, which means payments continue until both of you die. Once pulled, you cannot unpull the payments, which means once you decide to start payments, that's it. How much will you get each year? Surprisingly, a pretty good amount. This depends on your age when you open the contract and your gender. The younger the age, the lower the payments, obviously. This is because the insurer is paying you for life, so the younger the age, the longer you'll likely live. So the insurer rightly adjusts the payments, assuming it'll have to pay out over a longer period of time. Yes, the payments can be surprisingly large. I ran one on myself. I'm 67 and male, obviously, and if I wanted to wait only 2 years, then pull the trigger at age 69, hypothetically, they would pay me about 8% on my original deposit every year for the rest of my life. Not bad. If I wait 4 years, the payment rises to 9.44% for life, and if I waited 6 years to pull the trigger, I get 11.33% annual percentage until the day I die. I ran one for a 73-year-old male, and if he waits 3 years, he gets 9.5% APR for life, and waiting 5 years nets him an annual return on his money at 11.32%. Upon death, what hasn't been paid out is returned to the estate, and both the payments and the returned amount to the estate can also increase as the principal is tied to a variety of stock indexes. As with all annuities covered here on Money Matters, there's no downside risk. You can withdraw a certain amount a year if needed. Early withdrawal fees over the allowed annual withdrawals may apply, and there are no medical tests or pre-existing conditions that will affect the issuance. Considering I-bonds and treasuries currently yield fairly healthy returns right now, the annual yields offered by certain annuities, like this bonus income annuity, can even exceed those amounts depending on your age and time of investment. And unlike the I-bond or short-term treasury rates, the annual percentage amount promised will never go down as long as you live. As mentioned, in fact, under certain conditions, what you receive every year may even go up, but it will never go down. In conclusion, there may be other terms and conditions that apply, and annuities are insured by the underlying insurance company and are currently not covered under FDIC insurance. If interested, illustrations and the policies can be obtained easily through any annuity licensed agent or financial professional. I'm watching the market so you don't have to. And remember, this newscast is my opinion only and is not the representation or opinion of this news media, its staff members or underwriters. I hold California insurance license OL34249. I'm a Medicare agent approved in the state of California. Our website is moneymanagementradio.com, where everything is free. Our way of saying thank you for listening to your community radio station. My name's Mark Gunaberti.